It's not complicated. Call it creative. Call it art. Call it design. It's the Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
Okay, but here's what I'm worried about.
Oh,
just
my
letting
God.
Everybody know. Here's what I'm worried about, okay? And good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. And I am not in a remote location. I am actually in the Midwest.
Woo-hoo, which is nice. You're actually in studio.
I'm in studio, yes. And I'm in studio not just with you, Nancy. I'm in studio with Kylie Peterson, okay? Mm-hmm. Our new director of lifestyle support.
Yes,
by the way,
yes.
I said that at the tasting we were at, and we're going to talk about the tasting that we did at Lake Life and their new catering menu and how awesome an experience that was. Everyone said to me, like, that's an amazing title.
Yes.
Like, that's an amazing title.
Say it again.
Director of lifestyle support.
Aw.
Yep. Like, yep. What is that?
Yeah.
Whatever
I love the
she
looks
wants.
I get. Yeah, the looks I get afterwards.
Well, because if you don't get a follow-up question on what that is, then they're like, you just walk away from that person because they're not intellectually curious enough to even want to get to know. Okay. And then everyone's like, did he just really say that? I do, because like, these days, I am interested in people who ask the follow-up question, who kind of run at curiosity, like, this is the environment. This is what we breed at the Design Coach. Nancy is raising her hand in
studio. Can I ask a follow-up question?
You can. Always.
At the beginning of the show, you said you were worried about something.
Okay,
can we go back to that?
Redirect.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I will say this. There's a couple of things. As you age, technology becomes one of those things that I'm loving leveraging. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you realize all of the things that, like, remember, we come from an age, like, Kylie, you're 26. Okay. 26. Okay. I'm going to turn 55.
She's a fetus.
Right? She's like, she has pop, like, packing material.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Fresh out of the box, like, behind her ear. Right?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm going to be 55 in February, which means we were the generation, first generation, I think, that did the transition. Mm-hmm. We remember what it was like to be in high school with no phone.
Of course.
Right?
I never had a phone.
And so we were just kind of wired. So technology for us hasn't just been a way of life. It's been an evolution for us the entire step of the way. It hasn't been like, oh, yeah, naturally, this is what you get in high school, and this is how you communicate in college. And, you know, when I say that I'm ready to make this switch that I'm worried about from Android to iPhone, that I've been literally putting off for months now. Like, my children are tired of, like, literally they sent me a meme, or I shared a meme with them that said, stop ruining our family texts with your, or family videos with your Android.
Right.
Like, you're hurting your family. Like,
yeah.
It's literally like, they won't copy me on some things because they're like, nope. Your Android is going to distort the video.
Right.
Yep.
It's becoming a little like unfun. And you know, Kylie, you know how that bothers me. Like,
yes.
I never want to be like the deterrent to fun, like ever.
Never.
So this is a thing. So now I'm finally at a point where I think we're going to have to make this transition. And I have, Kylie has volunteered as tribute.
Yes.
To come on in and actually
literally throwing herself under a bus.
Because I know my kids want to do it, but I'm just going to argue with them about it, and I won't with you because you're like, okay, we're setting up your email. We're going to set up your this. This is how you use this. Because literally my understanding of how an iPhone works is that all I see is people flipping through filters of their photo to turn themselves into dogs. And I don't know. And I don't know, like, I know there's all these things that it can do, but like my understanding of this is like, you know, that's how people share information. Like, I think it's a big toy, right? And I'm realizing that you are both telling me it's not. I'll find it more intuitive. I'll find the hardware, the software better. Like, you're giving me a lot of encouragement, and I like that. I'm just, you know me. I'm a little bit like,
I literally run the radio station on iPhones and iPads when we are not sitting in the studio. We can run the radio station from our iPhones. Like, seriously, drop in tracks if we have to, change music, go live with emergencies.
Here's what
Mike, Eric, and myself have it on our iPhones and iPads, and we can run the radio station
Because here's what I'm learning. Technology now for me, with the speed of my mind, actually helps me communicate faster in a way that's easier for everyone. And I think that's what I'm really going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to enjoy a better video experience where I'm like, hey, I want to FaceTime you now from Florida.
Yes.
And every one of my clients has an iPhone.
I think you're going to use that the most.
I will be FaceTiming you guys all the time.
I'm ready. I know.
Do you realize how many times I call in from the car? Right? I mean, I will call in all the time. What are you doing?
What's going on? When he's gone and all of us in the office, he'll call one person, then they hang up, then he calls the next, and then
you're not sitting next to each other. Right.
And it goes in a big circle. And we're all like, okay, who's next?
It's true. Anyway, listen,
you're going to find a big difference.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, everybody look for that. And I'll share my experience.
Everyone is
waiting with bated breath on Philip's transition from Android to iPhone.
I will tell you, though, that my 81-year-old dad has been using an iPhone for quite some time and is finding it very convenient absolutely fine. However,
I literally have the phone sitting at the T-Mobile store, like waiting to pick up and do the transfer.
He is on a one-man campaign to bring back the flip phone because he hates it. I didn't say he liked it because he's 80 and he doesn't like any technology.
I can't be honest with you, he wants to get off his lawn. But there has been a resurgence of the flip phone, actually.
Right, and he prefers that, but it is kind of cool.
On the flip phone to like flip the thing down and be like, hello.
It was.
And then like slap it, and then put
the text once. That was my first phone, was the slide up, and then it had the
keyboard.
Like
the BlackBerry?
Like with your thumbs.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was a sideways one where it like looked like a regular phone, mm-hmm. and then it was like a typewriter. Slid it up,
like, and a mini
it was
typewriter.
The, yeah. Mm-hmm. I miss those.
That was her first one. Mine was in a bag, a plastic vinyl bag phone that probably had massive amounts of radiation. It was plugged into your cigarette lighter.
The big,
and it was
a bag,
and you felt like so cool.
And it wasn't
but it was literally like a phone in a vinyl bag with all of this, like, you know, you thought that
equipment.
you did think that you were calling in airstrikes. Right?
Right.
Because that's
right.
how it looked.
Those are satellite phones.
It was very militaristic, right?
Right. I know.
That's what we remember. I just thought it was the coolest thing. You were like in sales and outside sales. Yeah. And you're like, here's your company car. And by the way, here's your bag phone. I'm like, I got a bag phone.
I got a phone.
Wow.
And she's like, wow. Dinosaurs.
She wasn't even born, probably.
Right? 97?
She's adorable.
97.
We're not talking about this right now. Okay, listen, here's what we got going on today.
Move on.
Listen, this is the time of year where everyone's experiencing the same thing, which is the post-holiday, you know, clean slate. You know, by now you've probably, unless you're the Sasano household, de-Christmased. We are still...
I haven't taken down my tree yet.
Okay,
either.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, I just did that. Now you don't make me feel as bad because I think a Valentine's Day deadline is, I think, acceptable.
Yes, agreed.
I think the design coach's official position on de-Christmasing is you have until Valentine's Day. Beyond that, it's...
Everything else is down, just my tree is still up.
Okay, see, I did it in reverse because we have a real tree and it starts curling in on itself
like the
Wicked Witch of the West.
Our tree is still alive.
What?
I don't know how.
Well, she must be a really good waterer. No, time out. Joey waters. Stop.
Oh,
you are keeping in several clients' homes, especially one in particular.
Yeah.
The poinsettias from pre-Christmas are still going-ish.
I got rid of most of them yesterday.
How is your tree still alive?
I have no idea.
This is like the movie Death Becomes Her, where did you give it some magic potion that it's not aging? Like, what's going on right now? Mine was curling in on itself and was just like literally asking me to euthanize it. Like, literally, like,
please.
Begging me to, like, let it go. Like, let me go. Let me go. Stop watering me. Right? Like, literally wanted to be like, let me go. And I will say to you, I finally dumped it. Out, got it out, did all the needles, but I have this thing for like, you know, I don't have real garland. I have garland with lights, and I kind of like it, right? Mm-hmm. So we're gonna sort of. Slowly.
It's wintry.
Wintry.
Still decor.
Yeah, I mean the red bows are not as wintry, but listen, I don't know. Far be it from me not to hold on to the Christmas spirit just a little bit longer. So,
mine's
but as we head
down.
Into February, and we head into this time of year, I know this is gonna be hard to say, but we do. Tend to start to turn our eyes on, especially here in the Geneva Lakes area, what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
And what's to come, hopefully, is, and we didn't get this last year, and I'm hoping we get it this year, in February, you get a couple of those anomalies, those 54-degree days, those 63-degree days. You don't get many of them. You get a couple.
The problem is it's over Winterfest when we're trying to be
cool. Yeah. It melts all the snow sculptures, right?
Right.
For those of you who don't know, in Lake Geneva is the National Snow Sculpting Competition that is held during Winterfest.
Yeah.
First week in February?
First week, yep.
And it can be either like -30.
Mm-hmm.
Or 67.
Right.
Like, depending on...
Yes. -30 makes it ice sculpting.
Which is basically
makes it chasing water.
Yeah, it's life in the Midwest. So in order to add a little bit of consistency and a little bit of, maybe like a forward look, at where we're going. I wanted to have Kylie in because we want to talk all things. We have some lifestyle things that I think we want to, we're going to be releasing some new things for us. We have a new newsletter that's going to be coming out that I think we're really excited to talk about what that looks like.
Yes. Awesome.
You know, we are really at the Design Coach focused on this comprehensive, creative, and concierge approach to what we do. We are, as much as we are a great project management and interior design firm, we want to be something more to our clients, and that means that we want to have the relationship extend into the utility of the home and how to help you live better through design, especially the design that we've helped you create.
Mm-hmm.
And in that effort, this newsletter that we're going to be releasing, which is our first one.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Which we've been talking about doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back from the break, I want to sort of share with everyone what the trajectory of this newsletter looks like, kind of what you can expect. We want to talk a little bit of Super Bowl. We're going to talk a little bit of cocktail. We're going to talk a little bit about everything, about honestly how you start to turn your eye towards spring and how we can help you beautify your home through the information we're going to push out, starting with what we're going to do this month. So anyway, stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. I have Kylie Peterson, our Director of Lifestyle Support, here in the studio with me today. And so, listen, I want to start here.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked months ago about what we thought that this service offering at The Design Coach might look like.
Yeah.
And that we are one of the only firms that I'm aware that actually takes our clients from the design of the home or the build of the home or the remodel, designs it to their specificity, to their aesthetic. We are obsessed with making it personal, which means we don't design it a particular style. We want to really find our clients' visual voice, and we want to find a way to make that different than what they see in trends, which we talked about last mm-hmm. week, right? And so in that, this lifestyle piece that you and I have been sort of working on, this what the lifestyle offering looks like, mm-hmm. has now advanced from, you know, the what we do, but also now what we share.
Yes.
So it's not just about what we do for clients, but what we share.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that you're starting to make this transition into this newsletter, which by the way, I'm really excited about because it's a chance for me to step back. And one of the things that I've been focused on is realizing that in 2024, my job at The Design Coach will be probably creating more leaders who can take their corner of what we do within the team dynamic. And take their piece and really run with it. And Kylie, you've really done that.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to talk us through what we can expect from this newsletter, and what are you excited to share? Because there's a lot there.
Yeah, absolutely. So this month we are going to kind of focus on Super Bowl and Valentine's Day because those are the big things coming up in February.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have wines for Valentine's Day from our in-house sommelier. And then for Super Bowl, we'll kind of go through how to throw a Super Bowl party, whether it's last minute, whether you kind of got forced to host, or whether you just decided last minute throw something together. You still want it to have more of an elevated feel. And so I just am giving you tips on how to do that. And then I'm also going to talk a little bit about Lake Life Catering,
mm-hmm.
and it'll just be tips on how to incorporate, you know, easy elegance into your lifestyle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. which is exactly kind of the type of sharing that we're looking to sort of provide our clients. Because listen, we have a lot of clients that we've worked with for years,
mm-hmm.
but their design is relatively done, right?
Right.
And so the newsletters and sharing all this information is an opportunity for us to reconnect with them,
mm-hmm.
to let them know that we're thinking of them and that we're really trying to provide, I would say, really great lifestyle content. That allows them to sort of enhance the design that we've already put in place. Now, you also included in this newsletter the easy tips for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Right?
There's 45.
There's 45 tips. I mean,
It's a site that we found that has 45 different ways that you can celebrate Valentine's Day.
Easily. So I'm literally telling you that if you haven't signed up for our newsletter and you go to thedesigncoach.com, the first thing that pops up if you haven't really visited our site before will be, do you want to add your name to the mailing list? I will tell you that people are taking advantage of it. Like, we've never had more people sign up,
yeah.
not just to follow us and follow our design and kind of what we're doing on a national scale, but also a local and national scale, but also the content. And so if you sign up on that website, that then will go into our mailing list, and you'll be able to get this content and sort of see kind of what we're sharing on the lifestyle side. Because as we expand in 2024, it's not just about what we're doing for our immediate clients in design and what we're sharing on the lifestyle side, but it's also about this connecting on both a digital and physical level, which is plays into the new location that we are now as a team starting to craft. I mean, it's very strange for me to have, I mean, it's 8,500 square feet. It's in downtown Harvard, Illinois. It's been a dream of Julie's and mine for a long time to try to find a creative home. We love the fact that we can do it in our hometown where we live.
Right.
We love the fact that we can do it in a downtown because I'm, you know that, you know how much it meant to me to be a part of Lake Geneva's downtown mm-hmm. for as many years as I was. Now mm-hmm. I get to do that on this level. I also get to do it and pull from a lot of different locations that maybe I couldn't before.
Sure.
But I think the most exciting part, or one of the most exciting parts, is that I get to sort of craft it with the team. And and again, find myself, and Nancy, this, you know, this is a new position for me, like pulling back, saying here's the opportunity, and then letting these amazing people fill the void.
Where are you on that project? Like, okay.
Well, so it's,
I mean, like physically.
Yeah, okay, so here's what ended up happening. So I ended up getting it. It was in receivership at the bank, and nobody really wanted to touch it. And I didn't know at the time that I purchased it or was about to purchase it what real condition it was in. So we hired Jacob Addis from Addis Architecture, who is one of our great design partners here locally, who, what I love about, he's been on the radio with us. He's one of those guys that's, you know, former framer turned architect. So like he's a roll up your sleeves, you know, kind of architect, which we're a roll up your sleeves kind of design firm. So there was a natural marriage and fit there for us. I said to him, I'm like, listen, I'm really just nervous that I'm going to buy this building and it's going to have to be raised or have to take it down, or, you know, I don't want to get into something that I couldn't handle. So I had him come in, and the bank agreed to let us do some forensic kind of like demo.
Right.
For us to take a look at things to make sure. And they wanted to know as well. They wanted to know what they had as an asset. So, you know, we worked with the bank to go ahead and take a look at it. And we got the thumbs up, made the offer, got the building. And we were so thrilled because it was like, okay, we've got this thing. The problem was is that it needed to be completely gutted.
Right.
So we did that this fall from like, I'm going to say maybe August to October. It took a while for us to demo this. It's probably more like 9,000 square feet. I mean, it's big. To really kind of scrape it. And I mean, like, take out all the old wiring.
Right.
And take out everything. Now, what we found from the architect, what I thought was really interesting, and I think a really special part of the journey, is that it was an old laundromat, not the laundromat where you bring your clothes, but a laundry service called Powell's. And Powell's Laundry Service would actually do all the laundry for the homes in the area, including the families on the lake. So you would, so there's a link. What's interesting is there's a link. There is a link between Harvard and a lot of the communities there where they would, you know, all the fruits and vegetables and the farming would find its way to the Geneva Lakes area.
Sure.
So there's always been this sort of connection up, you know, Route 14 between the two communities. I think we're really proud and excited to be an extension of that history. And I want to pay homage to that by leaving it in somewhat in its industrial form.
Right.
To the point where there are clear stories. And if you don't know what that is, it's an architectural feature that in a factory or a, I don't know, let's just say a workroom, lack of a better space, you know, like you can imagine you're in a laundry service, so there's machinery, it gets hot.
Right.
The hot air rises and you can, there's this like channel, and there's two of them in this building. One is 80 feet, I think one is 60 feet. And you can pull the windows down and it would release the hot air without having to have air conditioning. Well, when we pulled everything down, we found out that these clear stories, which we knew were there, were just in such, they were such a great, amazing feature from a natural light perspective.
Yeah.
That we couldn't not bring them back to life.
Right.
So there will be a component of this new space that will be, obviously, it will house our design office. But the other part of it's going to be not just the retail piece, which I think is really important, but we're also now looking to include experiential retail and experiential lifestyle offerings, where Kylie will be featured prominently in helping us put that together, because we're not just looking for a connection point that's digital. We want to give people a place to actually learn and to coach and to teach how to live better,
right?
How to entertain better, how to design better. And without a home, without a physical location that people can go to, you're just another one of these digital resources, right? So I think it's the layering of all of it. And the newsletter that we're going to be releasing at the, well, tomorrow.
Yes.
I was going to say, when does it
come out? Yeah, we're hitting send on this thing. Like, yeah, like Monday.
Okay.
I think, you know, one of the things that I think I'm excited about is that it can kind of go in any direction that we wanted to. Like, what was it like for you to research this? Because I sort of gave you a bunch of open-ended topics that I just said assemble.
Yeah. I kind of had an idea where I wanted to go with it from when we first sat down and talked about it. And then with it being February, for me, it was only natural to go to Valentine's Day and I guess the Super Bowl as well. But it was kind of only natural.
Yeah.
And so then I was just looking for more unique ways. I mean, everyone talks about the Super Bowl and everyone talks about Valentine's Day. So my take on it was just to find more of a unique way. You can find lots of things telling you about dips, but will something tell you about recipes and also custom cocktails and also how to host a party when you haven't really hosted a party like that before?
Right.
So, yeah, just kind of putting a spin on it.
It goes hand in hand with our thought about easy elegance, right?
Like, absolutely.
Like, if it's difficult, you won't do it.
No.
So these newsletters,
or you'll cut corners and it won't turn out right.
Yes.
And you know the complexion of our team. We're a very relaxed team that likes to have a lot of fun. Like, we're sort of like a work hard, play hard team.
Mm-hmm.
And the newsletter is a reflection of that. Like, there's stuff in there that's like I said, if you blow Valentine's Day, if you read this newsletter and you blow Valentine's Day, that's on you. Like,
that was his reaction.
Can't help you. I literally said that. I'm like. But I said the same thing about the Super Bowl advice for the party that you were giving. Like, if you can't just follow this, because you really did do your homework on really sifting through.
I threw parties before for a living.
Yeah,
so.
So you know the stuff that you're
doing. Yes, yes.
Okay, so this is, well, then you're the perfect person to look
exactly.
at that and be like, that's not good advice.
Yep.
And so you're able, like I am with the digital design universe of, you know, the blogs that I read and the digital, what I call it, design diarrhea that exists online. You're like, you're able to filter through. Sorry, bad visual in the morning on a Sunday. But I'm just letting you know, there's a lot of like stuff that's not worthy, right? It's just people are just filling content to sort of provide content in order to really teach or coach.
Well, the other thing is that anybody can go to, you know, Party City or the Dollar Store and get some decorations and some chips and dip and throw a party. But that's not... I mean, why do you want to throw the same party as the guy next door?
Like, well, this newsletter is
to remember.
And this newsletter is as much about what, which is important.
Yes.
More about how.
Yes.
Right.
And the how is what gives you the experience.
Right.
Right. Not always the what, but how it was done, and I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see where it goes in the spring.
Yes.
Because we're already talking about spring and spring cleaning and organization and a focus on outside, like. I'm excited to sort of see where you take it, but so your background is also English.
Yes.
Right. You love
writing. Yep.
And I noticed that you really did do intros to these. I mean, you got somewhat editorial.
Yeah.
In how you introduced why you chose the the blogs and the information that you chose. Tell me about that experience getting back into writing. You know, because you sort of said it was sort of I missed it.
Yes.
I wanted to get back into it.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Like most people my age, had a blog at some point as well. I loved writing, so I did whatever I could to write and put stuff out there. And then just life has been crazy the last few years, and I just really haven't had a chance to write. And so when he brought up the newsletter idea, I jumped on it. The next day I was like, okay, I'm ready to show you what I did.
I already did it.
And listen, we can be a group at the Design Coach where we are a group that has multiple opinions.
No.
As driven by the principle, there are lots of, like, we are driven by our opinion and what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is an opportunity for someone like yourself, younger professional, new in this role, great at this role, have experience actually doing it.
Yeah.
Now it's your chance to sort of share it and not share it through the party experience or the planning experience, but share it from the perspective of, I just really want to find great content, create good content, and then throw it out there.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see kind of where that goes for you, because the writing will only get, I mean, it'll just be very natural for you.
Yeah.
But I think it gives you a voice that you don't often voice in the group dynamic at the Design Coach.
How did you just phrase that so well?
Well, I mean, you think about it though, you're not,
Because you're quiet, but yes. You're not quiet.
No.
That's the thing.
We stood at the counter and had this conversation this morning, and Joey was telling me how I need to speak more. And I said, you and Philip would be great friends because you both are just telling me all the time how much Joey's I need to talk more. Yeah. Yes.
So.
Because I know you're thinking it.
Yes.
And so if, and sometimes as a, you know, we talk about this a lot at the Design Coach, especially as you're communicating. To not rely on one method of communication. You know, yes. Generationally, you know, it's text heavy, right?
Mm-hmm.
In your echelon, mm-hmm. Okay? It's text heavy. And I'm not familiar with all of the texting rules and like what all these things mean. I just know that I over punctuate, okay? Like I just do. And why does he text in full sentences? I'm just letting you know, like this is just, because
I appreciate it.
I know that you
do.
I'm just letting you know that it's important then to have people understand that there's a whole, there are so many different ways for you to communicate.
Yes.
And sometimes the one that's the most difficult sometimes is verbal, but the one that's even more difficult is actually taking time to write something.
That's always just been the easiest way to communicate for me.
See, me too.
Writing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also learned that it's a way for people to also really absorb your thought. If you're like me, listen, you know that I talk a mile a minute.
No.
Okay. What?
We are learning so much this morning.
Oh my gosh. So writing it down. So some of you are like, well, why do you write it down? Because it gives you a chance to reread it.
Yes.
It gives me a chance to clarify my thought. I have to try to do it in a way that's more succinct. You know my tendency to ramble. I'm already over in segment two. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about more lifestyle elements at the Design Coach and what you can expect and what to look forward to. I know, going to say it, spring of 2024. Mm-hmm. Stay with us. You're listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Yeah, okay, so good morning, everyone. You're listening to segment number three here at the Design Coach radio program on this Sunday morning, exclusively here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. We're visiting this morning with Nancy and, of course, Kylie Peterson, our Director of Lifestyle Support. And we're talking about this newsletter and how we're really trying to push great lifestyle content forward as a way to sort of enhance what we do on the design side. It's a natural link. I think there's this natural link between really creating great design, but also great design in its most purest form connects, helps you live better. Mm-hmm. At least it should. It should be way more than a cosmetic exercise. It should be way more than trends. It should be way more than color of the year, persimmon. It should be way more.
Oh, I found another color of the year, by the way.
Stop. There can't be two colors of the year.
Boy has a completely different color of the year.
Yeah. Okay. And well, how does that speak to the validity of color of the year?
I'm just
saying. I'm just letting you know.
I think you should mix them all together.
Yeah. You know what? Like you did when you were six and like it all comes out like some mucky brown gray.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I wanted to say that one thing that has happened is with this new position that we've created, because remember I was joking a few shows ago that I literally created this title out of thin air. Like I just, like it didn't exist and I couldn't even find a comp. Like I could, like it was like concierge at a hotel was like the closest comp. Was that mm-hmm. about right? So I said, well, we want to get into more lifestyle offerings that enhance the design we've created for clients. Makes complete sense. So we're going to call, we brought Kylie in as our lifestyle coordinator,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Not knowing exactly what the definition of what that was. And we basically did proof of concept all summer last summer.
Yep.
And you did such a great job that now it's time to sort of elevate the position to a director level, have people work underneath her who are lifestyle captains, who then help us sort of help people facilitate and live a better, at least in the short term here in Lake Geneva, seasonally, a better lake life, mm-hmm. right? And then we're going to take the show on the road nationally, which I think is really exciting for us to talk about. But to boil it down to what's happening in the office, here's what happens when all of a sudden you have somebody who can go get anything. Like this summer, you were asked to get, I mean, just talk about some of the things that you were asked to procure, like this, like it was all over the map.
Yeah. Everything from clothes for a 4-year-old to deodorant, clothes, hot dogs and brats,
karaoke machines,
urinal screens, anything and everything. Yeah.
Like, it was all over the map. I mean, that's how broad this service is right now. And right now it was staffed by one. So right now we're going to obviously need to sort of expand this.
Yes.
And we have.
Hold on. Go back a little bit. So when you are asked to go get, I don't know, hot dogs and brats and urinal screens.
Yes.
who asks you for that?
So the urinal screens was from... So I don't even know how to explain.
But I mean,
this.
It was a surprise.
Our client has a urinal in their lake house.
Yes.
Okay.
And he happens to be a large UNC Tar Heel fan.
Okay.
So the request came across that he had seen. Can you guys find? That's normally how this starts.
Yes.
It doesn't start with a go get. It starts with a really nice ask.
Can you guys find?
Right.
And it came from, can you guys find a Duke urinal screen deodorizer that goes in the urinal?
Right.
Because
a urinal cake.
That's their main rival. Mm-hmm. And that's who
their main rival.
Okay. So that's what I'm asking is that how do these generate? These aren't like the other staff members in your, you know, saying, oh, my client needs this for this or whatever. I mean, you're working with everybody and the actual requests are coming from technically the clients.
Yeah, either Philip or the client.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but they're the clients. It's not like I can pick up the phone and go, oh, hey, come on
Kylie.
Over. Yeah.
Right. But what's happening is because she's gotten so good at what I'm going to call lifestyle procurement and going to, you know where to, I can only imagine what you know where to go get. Like
I know. It's
I
so
don't
random.
I don't think about it anymore. I just know you'll know.
Yeah.
And so I will say,
that's
I
so
need
funny.
Lime juice. What did I say? I asked for prickly pear syrup. I came back from Sedona and we had forgotten to buy the prickly pear. Or no, I had the prickly pear syrup. I left it at my bar at my house.
Yes.
And I wanted it for the office. And I'm like, I need prickly pear. It was totally random. Prickly pear syrup.
He just yells it across the office.
And I think I started that. Like, I think it was me.
Yeah, you did start
it. Okay, but now the other team members have adopted that. And now, like, this week alone, I got hit with, can Kylie get us an air fryer? Like, because they want an air fryer so they have healthier meals in the office. Yeah. Can Kylie create? Oh, no. So I said, we need a cereal bar. I think it would be great. You know, like, listen, I don't... We need maybe like a cereal bar. Like, listen, whatever. When it was the cold snap a couple weeks ago, and I was like, okay, you know, if you don't want to, you know, you don't want to be the guy who's like forcing people to come in bad weather. So you're sensitive to the fact they can work from home.
But he sent out a text and he's like, if you guys want to come in tomorrow, you know, something along the lines of like, totally fine if you wear comfy clothes if you come in. And so then. One of my coworkers said, well, can we wear sweatsuits, like our sweats? And he goes, yeah, and I'll buy you lunch. And so we were all like, we're in.
Everyone showed. And I was joking, like if that's all
bribery
I needed, it took.
Bribery works, dude. I'm
but if that's all it really took does. Was like, you can wear sweats and like, I'll buy you pizza, like done. Like, and you'll come in minus 18 degree weather.
Right.
Yep.
I mean,
who wouldn't?
Listen, I want to create a work environment at the Design Coach where people want to come in.
Yes.
Like, and that they will really want to. Listen, we love working together, but I do think it's gone to a different level now where like when I mentioned a cereal bar, like it was like, let's make a list for Kylie was what came across. Like you're just like,
I came down to visit because I'm in a separate office now and I came down to visit like on my lunch. And
I think
just
we have to
hi.
Temper this at the team.
And one of them goes, so we need water and we decided that we like these syrups for teas, but we need different syrups for our coffees. I walked away from just saying hi with the whole list of items that I had to go find.
Yeah, this is where I think we have to get with the team and be like, okay, you know, like. But listen, I have to a certain extent, I have spoiled them.
Right? Yes,
I mean, I have done that with, you know, we want our team to understand all of those really cool lifestyle offerings. I think that's important, right? Like whether that's the wine tasting that Glenn came in and did for us. Like, I mean, we've done these things where our in-house sommelier came in and did a wine tasting for our team. That's part of what we do with the Design Coaches. It's really important for us to be knowledgeable about the products, about the services, and about, you know, how we can connect our clients with, I don't know, sometimes really best of the best service providers and products.
Well, isn't the whole point of the Design Coach and your design is to be unique?
Exactly.
And if you're going to go out of your way to build this beautiful, you know, lakefront property and all of this, the last thing you're going to do is
put ordinary
go get
in it.
The Weber and grill some brats, like, you know, with Walmart hot dog buns. I mean, that's just not,
and I also
let's find the unique.
And I also think that people think that in order to do it, it needs to be difficult and that you need a lot of money to do it.
No.
Yeah. And I think that we've sort of proven with this proof of concept that, you know, as we sort of move through it, it doesn't, it's all in percentages.
It's the little things.
It's
details.
It is about, and you know, Zoe, my daughter, will remind me about cost per wear, which is like if you buy a really good piece of clothing and you wear it often enough, how much you spent on it is, you know, well, divided by how many times you wear it, and it becomes less expensive and more value.
My husband does that with my shoes.
But the same thing is true for design. Like if you really love it, and you don't have to love everything in the equal percentage. You know, some things to some clients matter more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are foodies. Some people are really into cocktails. Some people are really into wine. And our job is to sort of find the right percentage for each mm-hmm. client. And in order to do that, we need to actually go and experience these things. I'm happy about that. But I also, the cereal bar, I don't know that that's happening
on
the client.
I don't know.
Did they want you to come up with your own recipe of a cereal bar?
Listen, if you let the conversation go, I don't know where it would have landed. But it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, okay, you realize she's the concierge for the clients. Like you realize that, right? She's not like the design coach's in-house concierge.
Yeah.
It's just that we value your expertise. And you know that that's where it comes from.
Oh, yes.
And I'm glad that they ask, but I think we've got to watch. We've got to put the guardrails on that.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, we're going to end up with like, you know,
a full-on kitchen.
And a personal chef making somebody like peanut butter and jellies. Anyway, which we could probably figure out a way to
probably.
Do.
Probably.
Anyway, yeah, so
and I will be moving my office to yours.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. I'll let you know.
And speaking of like the educational piece, one of the things that we did this week that I want to get into was this amazing tasting that we did at Lake Life Catering at Pier 290.
Yes.
That I had never been to anything like that. And now tell us a little bit about, like, you've been on some of these tastings. Like, describe the atmosphere for people.
So a lot of times at a tasting, the venue or wherever you're doing the tasting will bring out their actual event items. So you can kind of see what an actual event in that space would look like. Mm-hmm. And this was the same exact thing. We got to see the upper deck over at Pier 290, and they brought out their tables and chairs, and they set up this super long, nice table with their tablecloths and flowers from lily pots and a runner and candles and very event.
Right.
And there were there was a name tag.
Yeah, of course. I'm Phil's guest.
Oh,
still a little bitter about it, but it's fine.
I took the tags. Did you know that?
Did you?
I did. I took the tag. I'm gonna put it on your desk. But what I think I was struck by was, you know, there is in fine entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
There's an art component.
Absolutely.
A presentation component. An experience component. And I will tell you that this tasting, which didn't last very long, it was 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
The way that it was plated to the food that we tasted, it was not only was the quality amazing, the presentation. And it was interesting to hear the chef talk about as he sort of made his rounds thinking for everyone.
I loved that.
I loved that he did that.
Yes.
But he talked about specifically when I asked him, because you know me, I always ask these follow-up questions. I was asking him how do certain things make the cut, and like how do you pare it down? Because you know, if you're like, you know, like any artist, you can't put everything on the menu. You have to sort of you have to narrow it down. And how
there's so many caterers in the area. You have to have a niche.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because what he said was I loved the comment was that he didn't start with the protein. Mm-hmm. He started with what was something interesting that I could put around the protein. So whether it was seafood or chicken or whether it was, you know, steak or whatever it was, or even the veggie plate that we had that was really, really delicious. He thought about what was the experience around the main thing. He said, and then the protein becomes like the treat around all of these other things. And so the thoughtfulness with which, you know.
Which made a lot of sense because I've eaten a lot of catered food in my time from weddings, but there's the catered food that you can tell that they put a lot into the what surrounds the main dish versus just a slab of meat and mashed potatoes.
Right.
And
100%.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the menu that's coming because I want you to cover that. We've got that with us here in studio.
Yes.
There's a lot.
So they release their upcoming 2024 menu on Friday, and then we got to taste it last night.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Lake Life Catering is the catering wing of Pier 290.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they were one
slash Gage Marine, correct?
Slash Gage Marine. Mm-hmm. And Bill Gage was there last night, introduced the show. I mean, it was a really great event. And it was interesting to hear him sort of talk about, you know, wanting to provide experiences that were more elevated. So it really did fit into what we're looking
exactly
to do. And Lake Life Catering did such a great job. And the GM, F.J. Frazier, who we know personally, who invited us to this tasting, really helped us out.
Yes.
And they were an amazing lifestyle partner for us.
They were.
Because they were able to not only sometimes deliver things last minute, which isn't always the case, and they were super flexible with us.
They were. Philip told me less than 24 hours before our company party, he said, "Hey, I want catering for tomorrow." You want a what?
Dude.
They pulled it off, though.
Lake Life came through.
They came through, and the food was fantastic.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Time. And so we can't say enough great things about them being a partner.
Absolutely.
I think one of the things that I want to just stress to you is that, you know, when you find service providers who are looking to go above and beyond, you know, really, really giving them the time and the space is really important. And so when we come back from the break, what I'd really like to do is I'd really like to cover the upcoming menu, because this is what they're releasing for 2024. I have to share with you, and we're going to share with you some of our thoughts on some of the food that came across. Because I will tell you, if you're just looking, whether it's a small group or a large group, they're able to sort of accommodate that. And I feel like this is a resource not a lot of people leverage. And I think sometimes in those moments when you just don't want to fire up your kitchen, this might be an excellent option for elevated and easy lifestyle living. Stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. Listen, I ended the show with this phrase. I hate when I do this. I was just like, lifestyle living. Like, what is that? Listen, that's not even a word. So I want to say to you that I will tell you our job on today's show, and Kylie Peterson, our director of lifestyle support, has been joining us all morning here along with Nancy and I to sort of talk about what I think is setting the stage for, I think, a really exciting new era here at The Design Coach, which is pushing out these amazing lifestyle offerings with these amazing lifestyle partners. And one of them that we wanted to highlight after going to their private tasting this week was Lake Life Catering, the extension of Pier 290 and Gage Marine. And I will say, not only was the event that we discussed in the previous segment really, just really well done, I love the approachability.
Yes.
Of the fact 100%. That Bill was there, that the chef was there, that it just felt comfortable.
Yes.
You felt welcomed. And then you had this really amazing over-the-top experience with the food experience. And what I want to do is cover the menu, because I will say that whether your event is large or small, if you're not thinking about how to make it easy for yourself to do an elevated event, sometimes easy means actually not doing it and just hosting it.
Yes.
And I think there is a deterrent for people wanting to host things. So they're like, okay, I got to go get the food. I got to cook it. What if I don't cook it right? I don't have the time for that. And companies like Lake Life Catering make it easy.
Absolutely.
Make it easy. So Kylie, dig into the menu a little bit. Like, first of all, your first impression of like this year's menu.
Yes. So we all got folders as we were leaving last night, which was amazing. And I opened it and it was actual paper copies of their offsite catering menu. And they're gorgeous.
So compared to last year's, is it different?
Oh my gosh, yes. It was just like a PDF. It was still nice, but this year's is pro. And you can pull it up online. It's the same layout as their printed version. Being a book person, I just like printed versions better. But
I love that that's the old soul in you.
Yeah.
Like,
I was reading.
I'm always
the menu.
In my office. I'm always like, print that off. I can't read it on the screen.
I know. Oh, me too. Totally.
Yeah, it looks pro. I am looking at it right now on my iPad and my mouth is watering. The food was amazing last night. Honestly, I mean,
Chef Ken did just a phenomenal job.
Amazing.
Well, he's a legend in these parts.
Well, and I think he's also he's just very down to earth too.
Right.
Like, you know, sometimes I think when we talk about this elevated lifestyle living, right, where you're like, okay, what does that mean? It sounds pretentious. It's not. It's actually about quality. And I think that's a very important thing to talk about, that quality doesn't have to be snooty or snobby, right, or
they
pretentious.
They literally have a Midwest cookout as one of their things that you can book.
Well, dig into the menu, because it's all across.
Yeah.
It's breakfast food. It's everything, right?
Yes. Yep. They have buffets, breakfast, lunch, and then they also have plated entrees as well. I actually have had the chance to try a lot of this. Whether
Name
it be
some of your
last
favorites.
Night, Okay, my last summer. So, yeah, favorite was the beef tenderloin, and I'm literally looking at it right now.
Describe it. What does it say? How does it describe it?
So it's pre-carved beef tenderloin served room temperature with a selection of sauces and petite rolls. Mm-hmm. It was to die for. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, okay, so if you're like me, I always find a way to make a sandwich, even if, so if there's bread and meat available, I try to, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to take a piece of tenderloin and shove it in the roll and make like a beef tenderloin sandwich. Like, and you said that they have that, right?
Oh yeah.
Like,
yep.
They've got everything on the menu. So I think what's interesting is the versatility of the menu. Let's start with that.
Yes.
The versatility of the menu, I think, is if you want upscale,
yeah,
you can get it.
Yeah.
But if you don't, there's other offerings.
Of course. Yep.
So the desserts were also phenomenal.
Yes. Their Lubin bars are amazing. Those I've had before. We didn't have those last night, but I have had them before. But they'll just do like little plates of desserts as well. And then, again, with the Easy Elegance, one less thing you have to worry about. Mm-hmm. They're bringing it. It's already plated, already looks pro. You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Which is exactly what we're going for.
And it's an excellent partner. Scroll back a little bit to the soups. Mm-hmm. What was the soup that we had? I couldn't remember.
I believe it was a butternut squash.
Yes. And Nancy, it was served in this like glass. Obviously, it was a tasting, so everything was small plate. But it was served with this like Parmesan crusted.
Crispy
something.
Yes.
I was like looking around to see. It's like, is there a bowl? Is there a bowl?
Right.
Is there a bowl anywhere?
I know.
Who's not eating theirs?
That's all
who's not eating theirs.
That's all the tasting does is just makes you crave everything that they have. Yes. They've had that soup for a while.
And they have.
Because I have been to events at Pier 290 where I have had that soup for a long time. And that is one that is a huge fan favorite.
I felt last night, and because Julie and I have eaten there on any number of different, it feels like they're really dialed in.
Yes.
Like I would say, you know, you get into these service providers at times where, you know, sometimes they'll go through menu changes or sometimes they'll go through staff changes, right? I feel like it's really dialed in right now.
Speaking as someone who's been on the other side of like going through a menu change and trying to get things from the chef and trying to get things out before a release date, they did an amazing job mm-hmm. with having it released before we were even there. So it was like, we can go to the website. It is on there. And then just the event that they pulled off, they had
it was awesome.
A Vouv cart.
They did have a Vouv. Yeah.
It was very classy and it was really nice. There were a lot of other event personnel and vendors there as well. And so it's really nice for them to get to experience the things that they sell their clients.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's important
overall.
And the experience that you had this summer using mm-hmm. them as a lifestyle partner for the design coach. Talk about that process. Like, how easy is it? It sounds like mm-hmm. not only did they come through, but you had one phone call to make.
Yeah, and Melissa does. She answers email so fast. And I feel like usually I'll call and then email. That's usually kind mm-hmm. of the order I go. She answered my email within 20 minutes, and then it was like a huge wait. Taken off, and she's like, oh yeah, we can do that for you. And I feel like no matter what I sent, she was like, oh yeah, we can figure out a way to make that work. So that just made it a whole lot easier for me because I was doing so much in a short amount of time that it was like, okay, there's a chunk that I don't have to worry about because mm-hmm. I know Lake Life will handle it.
And I think it's important for you to understand when you are thinking about hosting an event
mm-hmm.
that a lot of people think that the hosting of the event where you have to do the cooking.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there's a lot of that. I think that
right.
I think maybe sometimes changing in people's minds what it means to be a host or hostess for an event means creating the experience.
Right.
And you need great partners to pull it off.
And if you have great partners, then you get to experience it too.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because that's the problem is you're in the kitchen and you don't even have to refill the hors d'oeuvres or the drinks or whatever. They have people that will do that and it's not that expensive.
No.
Yes.
Well, and how do you put a price on time?
Right.
And your ability to enjoy an experience that you're not going to do every week.
Yeah. Right. And getting to actually see your family that's come up to visit you for the week. Mm-hmm. Just different things.
I mean, that was a big consideration with the family that we were working with this summer.
Really was.
They
see their family once a year.
And they didn't want to be in the kitchen the whole time.
Right. Yeah.
And they didn't want to be cleaning dishes. And they're like, no, I want to be, I kind of want to be the host and hostess, but I also want to be a guest.
Right.
And I think you can do both, but it does take partners like Layflight mm-hmm. Catering and like the design coach, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to sort of partner in these efforts, depending on how big the event. I mean, listen, when we did the 21st birthday party that is still legendary on Instagram here in the area, I will say, like, there isn't probably a party we probably couldn't find partners to put together, whether it would be a retirement party.
Mm-hmm.
The 25th anniversary party that we did for another client. It was their 25th anniversary, and we were responsible for putting the partners together.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to remember at the Design Coach, we're not in the party planning business. That's not what we're doing.
We can connect you.
And our job is to help you create an experience that all of these other partners play a role in.
Mm-hmm.
But when you feel like you've got a partner in it, and you feel like the stress level for where I think we were able to, it's really hard to enjoy some of the things that you've created with some of these clients if they're always feeling like they have to maintain it.
Right.
And so this natural next step for us at the Design Coach by really becoming, I don't know, a lifestyle partner, not just with these people who provide the experience, but with our clients,
mm-hmm.
means that if they're coming up and it's everything from YPO events, mm-hmm. right, smaller events, we're hosting a couple of events where people are having, you know, board members of their company up for a private retreat or of their country club. Like there's a lot of ways that when you think about putting on an event, it doesn't need to be a big deal. Nancy.
The next big deal putting on an event is Super Bowl. You said at the beginning of the show that you would mention some cocktails.
Oh gosh, yes.
That you would recommend, because you've got a couple minutes left.
Okay.
And that's all, because this is segment four.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. What I would like everyone to do is realize that if you go to thedesigncoach.com and you sign up on our newsletter,
mm-hmm.
we will send you newsletter with all of this information. So I want you to go there and do that. But what we're going to be doing is we have three signature cocktails that we'll be releasing, and we're not going to release the recipes. We're going to tease them a little bit on today.
Yes.
Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Okay, go start with the first one.
So the first one, we have lemon and gin for the win.
Lemon and gin for the win. Now, here's the thing. When I make a gin drink, mm-hmm. what I'm specifically looking to do with gin is downplay the juniper.
Yeah.
That is, it can be very polarizing.
We've talked about that before,
We've talked about, you know, whether or not it's booze forward or booze backward. The recipes we're going to create, I'm going to say, are kind of like booze neutral. So I think someone who likes their spirit forward will also enjoy the drink, but also someone who's like, I don't know about
said, I don't know about a lot of drinks that you've made and then just loved them.
Like, well,
us wrong very often.
Thank you. And we're trying very hard with the cocktail recipes mm-hmm. that we're creating. We're trying very hard to make them enjoyable, but also sippable. So these are not doubles, right? These are like nice, you know, rocks glass, right? Sippable, one drink, go.
Right.
Yep.
What's the next one?
The old-fashioned gridiron.
Okay, well, this old-fashioned gridiron is a little bit of a different take. There is a tobacco leather spirit in this that will give you like the old time feel. So if you are like a smokier old fashioned person, this is a great recipe for
you. All right. What's the third one?
And last but not least, the tequila mule.
Yes. So
we had that.
We did, but I have a little bit of a, I have a little bit of a,
it's the tequila touchdown mule.
Yeah, tequila touchdown.
Oh, tequila touchdown.
The word is missing. I gotta fix that.
Now I will tell you, there will be a little blueberry and a little lemongrass.
Okay.
In this to keep it fresh and clean. But if you haven't had, it's maybe ginger backward, maybe tequila forward.
Good.
But if you're not a tequila person, the blend of the citrus will win you over. Okay.
For lack but you got to sign up for the newsletter in order
you
to get
sign
those
up for the
recipes.
Newsletter to do it. So listen, thank you everybody so much for listening on this Sunday morning. You've been listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Be safe, everyone. Have a good one. You've been coached.